BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 14 through 20. God's sovereignty in Christ's body. Since you are in Christ and the Holy Spirit is in you, you are no less than your brother or sister in Christ. Paul, continuing the use of the human body illustration, mainly addresses those who feel that they are substandard and unimportant in these verses. Apparently, the more sensational gifts, such as tongues, had been glorified in the Corinthian congregation, making those who did not have them feel inferior. First, one cannot, because they are dismissed and shunned, say, because I am less than, I do not belong to Christ's bodies. Verses 14 through 16. Jesus knows what it is like to be rejected and scorned by his own people. He was a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Isaiah 53:3. Even though you are ready to walk away, he will never abandon you as an orphan. Surely I am with you always to the very end of the age, he promises us. Matthew 28:20. Second, God's wisdom for the church includes design diversity. The gifts he gives coincides with the diversity within his body, which is the church, verse 17 and verse 20. As the human body must have diversity to work effectively as a whole, so the members of Christ's body has diverse gifts, the use of which can help accomplish Christ's united purpose. Third, God gives each child a good and proper gift. Once the child recognizes and accepts that gift and learns the skills needed to exercise that proper gift, they will find satisfaction and blessing when they exercise that gift properly. God arranges the part in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. Verse 18. When we are in the right place using the gift given, we will be one with that place. Fourth, though Christ's body's parts have different functions, we are interconnected. We are designed to work together, each doing our assigned duty. Next to us and connected to us are other parts that work in connection with us, just like the human body. We need to recognize that we work with others, depend on others in Christ, and are blessed by what they do and who they are. Many parts exist, one body working together, each in their unique way to help the whole body. Verses 19 through 20. We should not expect others to be like us, and we should not shun others because they are not like us. A stained glass window has many individual colorful shards. Individually, they are beautiful. Collectively, they form an image of Christ crucified or Christ buried and Christ rose from the dead.
BBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.